Hello, everyone.
What's up?
And welcome to Between Realities, Season 2, Episode 6. My name is Alex VR. I am joined here with my co-host, Skiva, in the flesh. Skiva, how the hell are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing really good.
Yeah.
It has been a super busy week.
Yeah, dude. It has been for me, too.
Yeah.
It's been friggin' bananas.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
it's
no, that's good.
Real busy.
Better busy than bored.
For sure. I've become a little bit of a yes man in the past couple of weeks, and like every opportunity that shows up, I say yes to you. And
that's
like,
great.
It is great, but now I'm starting to see it pile up, and it's kind of starting to like get out of my grip a little bit. So I'm like trying to get caught up and stay on top of everything.
Right. Well, before we get too much further, I want to take a second to say, please subscribe.
Subscribe to the channel.
Yes.
Like the video or dislike. I guess it doesn't make a difference.
The more subscribes we get, the faster our ship goes. And the faster we can get through time and space.
Yep. So, the sooner that we can get to the good shit.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us. We have a poppin' chat at the beginning of the show today, so we'll take a minute to talk to everybody. We have Freddy Plays Games shows up here. Thanks,
what's up, Freddy.
Get to the Choppa VR. He was on the show earlier in the season, and it's always a pleasure to see you, sir. Space Roach VR watching from inside his headset.
Buddy!
Where are you?
Buddy, homie, dude.
You in big screen? You in real VR fishing? What are you doing in there? Limitless Gaming. Thank you so much for your support,
what's
dude.
Up?
He's always around.
Some T-Dub, some Harry Otley.
Yep. Grumpy Duck.
How's it going, brother? Say hi to Mitochondria. What's up?
No, Mitochondria. We got Uzi, Radio Runt, Mateo 311. Holy shit. And guess who else we have waiting in the wings with us is the legendary and infallible Steve Knows VR.
Hey there, buddy. Bow, 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 bow. What's up, Steve? Thanks for joining us, man.
Evening, morning, afternoon.
All of
whatever
the above.
It is.
Yep.
Evening for myself. How are you guys?
We are super good. Thanks for fucking being here, man. Papart in the chat. Not going to miss you. How's it going, brother? Steve, you're here. You're back, man. Well, it's a new ship, you know, but you have joined us again. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You've definitely improved your digs. You've decided to take a nice trip into space. I don't know how you afforded that.
Well, we didn't really decide. Yeah. So this dickhead robot showed up and smashed our last ship. So it wasn't really our choice, but in the long run, it was probably for the best.
Right. Like if I had to choose between the old ship and this one,
this one
all day. Like we've got the dual screens down here. One of them has all of Steve Knows amazing fucking
go
channels
down
on there.
Go down there and click all the stuff.
Although I guarantee
Go down there.
Woo! I guarantee that you don't go down there. There can't be any anybody in here who's not already subscribed to Steve Knows, right?
Like, I wouldn't. That would be crazy.
If you are not subscribed to Steve in the chat yet, just let us know so that way we like
we
feel like we've given something back to this guy. You know, like okay, see, we got you a subscriber, man. Like it wasn't a waste of time for joining us.
It's great just to be here. You guys are great. One of my favorite shows on YouTube. Yours is. It's really great to be here. And last time it was because of the time zones, it wasn't live. So I'm excited to come back and have this opportunity again. Still excited.
We're so stoked to have you, man. It's been awesome having your support since we've started this thing, and having you on the show last season was. Look at that, he's wearing the shirt. God.
Yeah.
Go to our Teespring and buy a shirt. If you know anything, Steve knows anything, get yourself on board and get one of these things. we had a great time with you last season, and we were super stoked to have you come back. And he's the first guest that we've had join us from first season.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Everybody's been new until you. So thanks for joining us again, man.
You've had a crazy, crazy bunch of guests this season already.
Yeah.
It's just going to get more insane, man. We got amazing people lined up.
Like, I've had to bite my tongue, honestly, not to tell people who we have coming on just because it's like, it's exciting and it's just fun to reveal who we have on the next show, every show. And a couple of repeats, but not too many. So. You know, there you go. Yeah, there's a lot.
We talk all the time anyway, and I don't have a clue. You've not talked. You guys have been sealed.
That's true. Yeah. We've been in touch ever since you were on the show. So it's just been.
That's true. Actually, yeah. It's just clicked.
It's just been great, man. I love it. So this is cool. And we could just sit here and bullshit and not talk about anything for like the next hour. But we're not going to. We actually have things to talk about.
Yeah, we do. So some interesting stuff.
There is some interesting stuff. You know, you just made yourself a, well, you made us a video, a long video, a 30-minute video, made it through half of it. that was about something that I think we should probably get into, man. And we should probably start off right away with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, friggin' Mark Zuckerberg, man. I don't even
Steve, no. Can you hear us, man?
Steve, are you there?
Mark Zuckerberg is awesome and cool. I've been to his home planet, and everyone there is an emotionless robot.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Honestly.
It does make sense.
Oh, jeez, this guy. This friggin' guy, man.
He's the only other dickhead robot that I've encountered from your planet.
Well, I find that hard to believe. There's definitely going to be some more here.
Yeah, maybe you're not looking hard enough, dickhead. There's probably others like you out there.
If you're stupid enough to believe Facebook, you're almost as stupid as the people that didn't put Move controller support into the new Hitman VR games.
Steve, come on, help us out with that.
Resident Evil 7 was one of my favorite games, and it didn't have that support. I trust in Sony. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
There you have
this coming from someone dumb enough to use a clip of his mom dancing at the end of each of his videos.
His mom?
His mom?
The cow?
This is your mom, right?
My mom? That's my dad.
That's your mom, right?
Dude.
That's your mom.
Get the fucking mom jokes out of here.
Get your
Zuckerberg agenda out of here.
For president 2020. 2020 Zuckerberg for president.
No, dude, get him out of here.
Zuckerberg 2020 presidential candidate.
You gotta hit
president
that.
2020 Mark Zuckerberg.
Hold on. I almost got him.
Right there. Right there. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, he's gone. He's gone.
Okay, holy shit. Steve,
I'm sorry guys,
dude,
I'm really sorry.
That was that was crazy. That was the first time that we've been able to,
at least retain the guests.
Yeah, at least we were able to keep Steve in there for a second. But
dickhead robot, that guy is, man.
Jesus Christ, man! Thank you for helping us.
We apologize in the chat too. We don't mean to, like, we just don't want to offend anybody. We're sorry. This isn't us, man. This, you know, this guy just comes on and just talks shit, and it's so messed up. Well, it's so messed up.
Steve, hey, man. I'm sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, this happens when you're fucking out here in outer space and shit.
Oh, hey, and
he's gone.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
see, and that's why, dude, that's why I told you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining.
We need to have a fucking firewall on. All right, whatever. So, anyway, you know, I got to be honest, though. He did say some shit that, for the first time, that actually kind of resonated. You know, it almost...
Well, you want to vote for Zuckerberg for president?
No, not that. But he did mention that the guy is emotionless. And a lot of his decisions do kind of lend themselves to that.
This is true.
You know, Steve, based on what I've heard, you are in full support of all of Zuckerberg's decisions. Am I right?
I think what he's doing is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the most genius things I think of the 21st century.
So you went into great length as how fucked up this is and how ungenious and not cool it is. I mean, where do we start? You know,
I know that was quite a long. That was a 32-minute video. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. That video was kind of made. It wasn't really for entertainment purposes.
No,
even though the beginning scene, I thought it might be quite funny.
That was pretty funny.
It was more just because when you hear rumors like this, you just hear people shouting and screaming around the internet, and you don't end up having your own opinion, or you're not aware of what's actually going on. So I thought I'd go through the announcement and some of the important questions. With some of my own opinions, just so people were actually aware. It was more of a service, I have to do this, than an entertainment video.
Right. Yeah, for sure, man. And I mean, I assume everyone here probably knows what's going on, but very high level, if you're not fully aware of what's happening, 2 days ago, Oculus basically announced that sooner or later, you will have to have a Facebook account to use Oculus hardware. Like, you can't use Oculus hardware without a Facebook account. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this is bad is because Facebook is a company who has built themselves off of harvesting data and selling it for advertisement. And with the use of virtual reality being such profound technology, the amount of information that they're going to be able to gather from everybody who's doing this is just absolutely fucking ludicrous. And they can use it to target you in ways that are far beyond your comprehension. Mm-hmm. And people don't want that for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, one of the things that pissed everyone off is when Facebook bought Oculus. You know, everyone's like, oh no, we got a new Facebook account. Ah! You know what I mean? And Facebook was like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to keep it separate. You will not need a Facebook account to use your Oculus stuff. Go ahead and spend all your money, buy all this stuff, invest yourself in our ecosystem. And then once you turn around, we're just going to slowly slide it in.
We guarantee you will not need a Facebook account. We guarantee. Quest comes out. All of a sudden, it's doing incredibly well. Oh, you want... All of a sudden, 6 months later, that's like no time at all, you need to link your Facebook account for social features, and then another short period, not even a year, we hear this. They all along, they knew what they were doing all along. What they do is they get us onto their product, offered us this amazing virtual reality headsets, all of these benefits, and then they kind of lock us in. We don't have a choice. If we want to consume virtual reality or be part of Oculus now, we don't have a choice. People are saying make fake accounts, but then if I do that, everything that I've built in my social kind of domain on my Oculus, I'd have to start again. So again, they've kind of locked me in.
That's so messed up, man. I mean, really, you know, they gathered everyone's trust. And then once people really started getting into it, they ripped the carpet out from under their feet.
I wouldn't say they gathered everyone's trust.
Well, you know what I mean. But
they pulled the veil down long enough for you to make the decision and then ripped it away. Yeah. And there's a charging bull on the other side of it. You know, like,
yeah, it's true.
It really is. It's shitty because I don't want to say that you don't have a choice. But unless you have money in the fucking bank.
Even if you do. How are you going to get a competitor to the Quest? What is there?
I guess that's what I'm saying. There isn't really a Quest competitor, but there is virtual reality competitor. True. And you could get an Index or you could get an HTC. But the point I'm making is that that's expensive and not as accessible. And it's just like a whole lifestyle as opposed to picking up something.
Computer and all that stuff. Exactly. It's just much more of an investment.
It's weird because we're in this weird spot right now where, like, you know, all of us who are invested in virtual reality at this point, like, we don't see ourselves as separate from it. You know, we say we don't have a choice, but could we not just not use VR? You know what I mean? You know, and that's what I'm getting at. VR is more than just a video game console, you know, like, this is something that is integrating into our lives in a very profound way and will only continue to do so as time goes on. And it's, you know,
it's a frustrating thing. Steve, why don't you let us know, because I hear that you have some thoughts on this subject. That's what I hear.
I've been dwelling on it for a few days. I know it's gonna sound so bad, but I was actually nearly in tears how upset I was that they'd actually treated a gaming community this way. Because we're so invested in this, and I'm so invested in virtual reality for that to just be exploited like this. I felt like it broke my heart. I know it should have expected, but I was so upset. And I'm kind of, for myself, I'm already roped in. I guess I'm kind of just Facebook going to have my data. But what really got me was when I was thinking of actually all of the children. This is a gaming console. I asked for their opinions, loads of kids coming in. Saying that they don't have a Facebook account, their families don't want them to have a Facebook account, but they're okay with them consuming media in virtual reality. And lots of the content on the Quest is actually kind of aimed at young children anyway. There's lots of stuff there for them. And now they're going to be exploited and targeted. And that's what really upset me, I think, is to know that the kids are going to get targeted.
Mm-hmm. You're not a fan of exploiting children, no?
Man, you know,
Mark the president, apparently.
You know, there's like, I try really hard in like every scenario to like play devil's advocate in conversations. And I try to like really try to perceive things from the other side, you know, and I think that's a big problem with this scenario right now, because let's say Facebook has a grand plan, right? Like, they are building the metaverse and they are setting us up for something that is like epic and awesome. Let's just hypothetical. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's it just sucks that they would start to implement the changes before informing everyone what the fuck they're doing. You know, like, why start to do that and like set up for something big without letting everyone know the reality of the situation? You know, like, I understand companies can't be like too forthcoming with their information, but when it comes to like expecting your whole community to sacrifice their privacy to participate in a certain community, I would love to know why. Like, for real, though. Like, actually, why? Like, where are you going with this? And what is it that you're trying to build? And in what ways is this actually going to benefit humanity? Because I could see them having a plan. You know, I can imagine.
Yeah, they have a plan. The plan that I imagine is they get everyone into VR. They get those billions of people in that they want to see in. They build this incredible metaverse. Then they record everything and they sell it and they make an incredible profit. I mean, that's their plan. If they came out and said that, people would be like, ah, screw that. I'm not buying an Oculus product. You know what I mean? But instead, they're like, oh, everything's okay. You know, and then they come out and then they do bad things because that's what Facebook does, man. You know.
I think they should introduce a policy where if you know, they're giving away free quests for your data, you can have a VR headset.
Right. Yeah. Well,
that would make sense.
That's more like what Facebook is. Facebook is free,
right?
And for your data, you can have a Facebook account. Yeah. But this is way different. This is a something you own, a tangible item that now you have to do something like that for, and that is a little weird, super sketchy, not something that, you know, like, you have to sacrifice something to give that, to provide that for that company. And I think people would be willing to do it if they knew why, like, actually why, and that why was not something evil like you're suggesting. You know, I really would love if the people who have all of these resources and have the ability to push this incredible medium to the mainstream do so with the intentions of it changing the world for the better, not so they can get rich off of it. Please, please, the people who are important who are not listening to this, fucking think about it. Like, I'm optimistic for the future of humanity, and it's weird to think that, like, we're actually kind of like starting to talk about society and humanity as a whole when we start to scratch this topic. But like, these are big decisions, man. And the kind of decisions that are made with this stuff are going to set a precedent for the way things unfold in the future. And I think people would be willing to play ball a little more if we just understood that the motives and the intentions were pure behind those things.
Yeah.
And what it seems is that they're not. That's what you're suggesting.
Yes,
I think Steve is probably in that same boat too, that they're probably not pure of intention when collecting everyone's information.
No, well, they're clearly not. They've had problems in the past that when they were collecting data on children. That was one of the articles I put in the chat, and also the Cambridge Analytica situation where they used that information to influence the election. And it worked. And that was with Facebook's data. So it happens. It actually happens.
God damn it. This chat's exciting. Like,
I didn't get about the announcement they made, well, maybe someone in the chat might be aware of this, was we were going through it and saying they were talking about all these benefits that they're going to provide once you'd be able to associate your account. I couldn't see anything that they were kind of offering.
Like, yeah.
I couldn't really see what was new apart from you can have multiple accounts now on one headset when this rolls out.
Mm-hmm. And to your point in the video, you were like, but why do I need to do this to do that? Like, we could have accomplished these things without having to have a Facebook account to own this, you know? Like, those things are not mutually exclusive. So quit pretending like that's the reason. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, we need to know why. Like, actually why? What are you really going to do?
I just told you why.
I know.
Now everyone knows. Yay!
But that sucks. So then what do we do? So what do we do?
So I think what you do is, as soon as someone comes out, a competitor to someone, you know, like if, let's example, if Pico Neo's all-in-one headset, if they came out with a store and they got everyone on board and they had, because you need that store, you need the Oculus store to support that hardware or it's useless, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say a competitor came out and had that store, just jump ship, man. Like every time something bad happens, like YouTube starts censoring everything, other services come out that say, okay, well, we're not gonna you know, sensor stuff. But then people just have to make the conscious decision to move over there and not give up their
rights. Would it not be too late, though? Like, if you're in at all, aren't you just in forever? Sure.
And that's kind of how I feel, because I have been in Facebook since the beginning, since right after you needed the .edu address to sign up. And so for me, I feel like it is too late. But it's not too late for someone like my daughter. You know, for our kids, the kids that are being exploited, I think this is where the line. Yeah, exactly.
Might be positive from this, though, if since they're actually, if they are gathering data and they're targeting advertising and they're actually going to make money off this information, perhaps there's going to be a nice boost in free applications on the platform, because they'll gather data from those apps and sell it on. So maybe we'll get some good free games out of it.
Oni K's. How's it going, man? The GK is here. Who else do we have that we haven't talked to yet? Aspen Darkfire, the homie in the chat. Thanks for being here. Harry Otley is hanging out in chat. Thanks. I saw Tyrael Wood. Dude, did you see this? I'm sure you saw this, right? Ty, I'm representing. I expect you to be wearing an Alex VR shirt in your next video.
down below.
Oh, yeah, right? And Paradise Decay is also here. Paradise Decay, the homie. Hey, we shouted you out hard in our last episode, PD. You might want to go back and check that one out.
Heck yeah.
So, you know, it sucks, man. Like, this whole thing sucks. It sucks that this is something that we have to worry about. I mean, I guess we're lucky that we have to worry about it, because we're living in the future and we get to deal with problems that have never existed before, and it's kind of fun. But for the most part, it does suck that this is something that we're going to have to probably, like, fight for. You know, like, it's probably going to take some kind of, like, hard boycott or, like something big, you know, for, like, all of us standing up and being like, you know what, like, fuck these Oculus headsets. Like, because right now, sure, they're getting my information, but they're not getting my biometric data, you know? And if all of a sudden, like, a Quest equals my biometrics being transferred, like, that's some really valuable stuff. They know how long my eyes stopped and looked at that ad before they kept cruising, you know, like, that kind of shit is scary. You know?
And that's what they want to do, man. They're not stupid. Facebook's a company that's out there to make money. You know what I mean? Like, they're not out there to provide free services and to do, you know, do well by everyone. They're out there to turn a profit. They went and they turned into a publicly, you know, a publicly traded company. They are in it now for the profit. Now the people that want to see those profits have the power. You know, if Facebook says, well, this won't be as profitable, but it'll be nicer, then all the shareholders come in and go, nope, you got to turn that profit now. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. And Facebook knows that they can sell everyone's data. They can sell how fast, you know, they move their arms, where they point, where they're looking, what they're doing at every second of every moment that they're on this platform, you know. And it's sad, but we are the product. And it's a bummer that we are the product, because not only are we giving our information to them, but we're also purchasing the headset, we're buying the games, you know,
buying, like, stuff from targeted ads, and they're getting chunks of it, like, it's just
so in every way they're milking us. Like the cows we are, right Steve?
Like the cow that Steve's dad
is. I am guilty of
By the way, it's geek. I pronounced it geek, but you knew it was pronounced geek, didn't you?
Yeah.
I said it wrong. Geek, dude.
Yes. What's up, geek? Sorry, Steve. What were you saying there?
No. I was guilty of Facebook ads popping up on my page and me, you know, liking them.
I have bought one or two t-shirts that have been targeted to me. I'm like, shit. Fuck. And I'm mad about it every time. I'm like, son of a bitch. My fucking credit card number, you bastards. You know, like, it sucks, but, like, it was good and I needed it. Tom Clancy is also here. What's up, Tom? Good to see you.
Yeah, Tom Clancy. That Tom Clancy.
You know, so I might have a somewhat, like, I don't know, a controversial perspective on when it comes to advertising in games. I am personally not entirely opposed to real world advertising in a VR software in the right circumstances. Like, I don't think a Coca-Cola ad in, you know, in Astrobot would make sense. You know, like, it's like a whole world that is separate from the whole world, you know, but, like, if we were playing GTA Online, a Coca-Cola ad on the sign as I was, you know,
in the billboard or
whatever would not bother me, because that happens in real life.
Mm-hmm.
They're the kinds of, like, GTA is the kind of game where you drive these cars and they're always like knockoffs off the real cars. And I'm like, why right. can't they actually be that?
Because yeah. they didn't pay for it.
That's right.
Like, we would call it a Maserati if Maserati would give us some cash. Or maybe Maserati wanted to get paid to use their brand recognition. Yes. Which way does it go?
Yes.
Like, do you pay GTA or does GTA pay them?
GTA has to pay them the a car, licensing fee.
But Coca-Cola would
unless
pay.
They go to them and they say,
Steve,
hey,
are
we
you
have
trying
an
to say something?
No. Someone came in more.
Oh, okay. You're like, yes, I'm on this live. I'm live.
Don't make that robot come back.
So yeah, I'm not opposed to it if it's done the right way. You know, I would even maybe not be opposed to it if it was stylized in a way that fit the environment. I'm just like I don't know. Actually,
it's a slippery slope, though, because they always start doing things in that right way. And then as people get used to that way, they go, OK, well, now we can just start doing a little bit here where it's just that one thing. It's just that one thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, 10 months down the line, it's IOI and they're taking up 95% of your view without causing seizures, you know, like that. It's just crazy. It's not, I don't think it's the way to go. I don't think these companies have the class and the, you know, to do this stuff right.
So, you know what I think? You know what I think would really make me feel better is if the companies who were advertising weren't also assholes. You know, like Coca-Cola and McDonald's and shit, like, fuck them. You know, like, I pass no judgment to anyone, but I straight up have not given a dollar to McDonald's or any similar fast food restaurants in like 8 years, probably. Like, I fucking, when I realized how passionately against what they were doing I was, I swore it off, and I have not voted with my dollar for McDonald's or Wendy's or any of that shit ever since. Like, I won't go buy a bag of ice from McDonald's. Fuck them. So what I'm saying
is actually the one thing that I do.
A lot of people do.
I go to the drive-thru because it's easy. I go through the drive-thru. I'm like, can I get a bag of ice?
I won't. Yeah, I'll pay double at
ice of McDonald's.
Yeah.
People do it. But I'll pay extra because I don't want to support them. Yeah, so what would make me feel better is if those advertisements weren't from the highest bidders, right? Like, they weren't from the people who were just like, hey, we're Coca-Cola, here's a shitload of money to poison your community with our product. Like, that's not okay. You know, if they were like VR cover signs up everywhere in there, like, cool, you know, like, totally, that's a company I support. They're within the, you know what I mean? So I think if possible, it would be awesome if developers and companies would take into account who it is that's trying to advertise on their platform and not take the money over, you know.
That's interesting, because they're going to be gathering data of our virtual reality gameplay. So perhaps it's going to be all of these devs that are going to be advertised to us. So perhaps it could be beneficial to them that they're going to have more coverage they wouldn't otherwise have. So they're not going to sell us crisps in our VR headset. Oh, it's going to be they're going to be pushing games.
Yeah, this is true.
By the way, half the chat's in the car driving to McDonald's right now for a Big Mac because of this PlayStation. Yeah, fucking assholes. Swear it off, guys. It's not worth it.
Yeah. You know, vote with your money, guys. Shit can't exist if you don't pay for it.
Yeah, and when you're on the toilet later and your ass is blowing out and you rethink about this and be like, oh, wait a second.
Alex told you.
It's because I fucking went and ate that garbage. That's why, you know? And maybe...
I don't know. I think all you have to do is not buy meat that has been acid washed once it goes bad. Like, acid wash the meat, get all the crap out of it, reform it into patties and sell it to these people again. Guys, go get yourself a Big Mac, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to take the patty out. I want you to squeeze it onto that paper thing, and all the white pussy stuff that comes out, I want you to eat that. Because that's what you're eating. And this isn't even VR related. I don't even...
isn't it? Oh, thanks for reminding me.
Sorry, guys.
So what the fuck are we doing?
I would love a VR game where I'd rather...
You know the chat's doing the right stuff, and you have to approve everything that's coming through.
Approve that. Approve. Okay, ass, show. Let's show Space Roach's comment.
Okay, show that.
There's got to be some words that we can be like, okay, shit's fine, like fuck's fine. Like, I bet you we can put a filter or something on there to prevent that. Or maybe, you know what we need is maybe a couple mods. You want to be a mod for Between Realities? Do you like coming to see the show live every single week? Well, apply below in the comments section. Let us know that you'd like to be a moderator for Between Realities, and you just may have your opportunity.
we need you.
I need a colon cleansing. Oh my god. Pabark. Oh boy.
Del Taco. Okay, so should we talk about something else?
Yeah. Let's get off all this nasty shit.
We don't like it, okay?
Smile drop, man.
What do you want to talk about? I mean, we got so much stuff going on. I mean, you know, that what dickhead robot or whatever he is came on and he was mentioning
it's dickhead robot, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he was mentioning that, you know, that Hitman doesn't have move support.
Yeah,
the fuck's up with that?
So Steve, do you really believe those words, or were you just trying to stand up against the dickhead back there? Is Resident Evil one of your favorites?
I do believe those words, but you know, I've been playing virtual reality for a long time since Resident Evil 7 was out, so I don't know how I'm actually going to feel about it in my hands now, but Resi 7 is still one of my favorite virtual reality games, and it works the same way. So I'm not going to hate on it until it's in my hands, and I'm going to try and we try it.
Yeah. I mean, but I think you got the key there, right? That RE7 was one of almost a launch title for the PSVR. You know what I mean? And you'd think that, you know, after three years at least it's been, that we would make some technical progress. Right, and actually have our hands in these games. Now, if you look at, I'm showing the trailer here, and if you look at, especially this scene right here, this guy walks up to this guy, and he holds out his hands, and he's got this wire, and he's about to choke the dude out. How the hell are you going to do this with a controller, man? This isn't...
Mateo right here says, Hitman clips so misleading. Like, that's really literally what it is. It is misleading.
Yeah.
One thing, however, that we are not going to talk about, and I guess I'm kind of talking about it, but I'm bringing it up, is the fact, this whole fucking violence in VR conversation. Like, I cannot believe everyone was talking about that. Like, seriously? What the fuck? Like, literally pointless. Yeah. Like, completely pointless. There's already been a million games that have violence as bad or worse than this. Mm-hmm. We've been having this conversation for 25 fucking years, and I cannot believe so many channels spent so many minutes on that topic. I literally tuned out of my favorite shows when they started being like, so this violence thing, huh? I'm like, no. Like,
yeah,
my video as well, because I was like, I can't wait to have the piano wire in my hand, and people are like, the violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you played Blade and Sorcery? I was like skewing human heads onto a sword. I had like four human heads on a sword, and I'm waving it around in that game. You know, like it's ridiculous. And we're not going to have that conversation. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I'm against that conversation. I think it is completely redundant to talk about the violence that this game would have.
I don't know many games that don't have violence. So I mean, yeah, I don't know. So whatever.
Yeah. So we like violence in our games.
Yeah, violence.
And we're not afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of.
Exactly.
Ray guns. Yeah. Laser beams. No melee.
I guess maybe we go into something positive here because that wasn't a very positive.
This sucks.
Wasn't a very positive thing.
That sucks.
But I would say if I can find the right button here, Beat Saber has come out with some really good shit lately, right? Because, I mean, so I got to tell you guys, I have always been a huge Linkin Park fan since Hybrid Theory. Big Linkin Park fan. I've seen them in concert a million times.
Nice.
You know, RIP Chester, everybody.
Dude, I haven't had a chance to play this yet, but I really do want to. I loved Linkin Park when I was young as well. And RIP Chester for sure, man. Like, I was listening to the songs when GT was streaming. I was like house sitting and watching streams on my phone, and GT was playing, and I was listening to the songs, and like seriously, every one of those songs, you can hear that dude struggle in his lyrics. Like,
oh yeah,
all of them. Like, I was just listening on my phone, but like as I was listening to the lyrics, and I haven't really listened to them since his death.
Yeah.
Just hearing those words, I was like, holy shit!
Yeah.
Like, this guy really was struggling. So that's sad again.
Yeah.
But this Linkin Park pack is, it sounds amazing. It looks awesome. I haven't had the chance to play it yet, but I really, really want to.
Yeah. And I haven't either, but I'm definitely, definitely getting into this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Linkin Park and I love Beat Saber. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I actually love it. I haven't listened to those Linkin Park songs since I was a little teenager. I love Linkin Park. It's probably one of my favorite song packs on Beat Saber for sure. I've been wanting rock songs for so long and finally got them, and not just one, not like a like a 5-song pack. They gave us like an entire greatest hits album. I was amazed. And Alex, you're so good at Beat Saber. I feel like they stepped the game up on this. They're not easy tracks.
Yeah, I want to get in there and rip them up. Of course, I'm going to go straight to Expert Plus and pass them first time. No problem. But yeah, I think Linkin Park is a great like fit for Beat Saber. Yeah. You know, like Green Day, like it didn't hit. You know, like I don't hate Green Day. I really loved them when I was a kid. I liked their first handful of albums. That's like pretty much the case with all bands with me. I'm like, oh, I like their early stuff. But same with Linkin Park. Like I listened to Hybrid Theory. I was, you know, listening to songs as a kid when that album came out, and it hit, dude. Like
Hybrid Theory, Meteora, just such good albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to know? Who made this Mixed Reality trailer? Is this Toge or Proper D?
No,
or?
Dude, that's Logan. That's Logan Theobald. He's top 10 in the world Beat Saber player, dude.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, he had a couple of super viral videos. One where like it was like the song was going da 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 da
da da da freaking awesome.
Did you see Toge's new video?
Yeah.
I wish we had a clip of that to show.
I know.
His MR is mad.
That is amazing.
His shit's crazy.
Really?
His shit is crazy good, and his new video is extremely awesome. Mm-hmm. The map looks so fun. There's like bouncing buildings on the side that are like bouncing along to the beat and shit. Like
that guy is next level. Next friggin' level with Mixed Reality. If you guys haven't checked out that episode, go back after you watch this one and check that out, because Toge, that guy's what's up for sure. Faux show. What do we got going on here? So we got through Linkin Park. Oh, you got
on chat. Hussein X says, "Have I missed the Facebook did some shit talk?" Like, kinda.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
This has been like such a rant episode. We're just like ranting about everything. We're like,
true. Yeah, I guess we should get into some actual stuff.
It's time to rant.
Yeah. I mean, we did talk a little bit about Hitman, right? Were you at all kind of bummed that that's all there was for the state of play? I mean, like I feel like it was Hitman and it was Vader Immortal as far as PSVR with the Sony state of play. I mean, I sat through that whole thing and I was just like, what the? So it's kind of
like, I'm going to hear about VR.
Yeah.
Is that what you're giving me?
Yeah, dude, they're pumping the brakes, man. PSVR is pumping the brakes. They're slowing down and
they're focused.
Of course.
Hitman, I think, is going to be one of the, like, the last things that PSVR owners of this generation, I think, will have to get excited about.
Yeah, and a lot of people are worried about that as well. And, you know, I got to say that I'm not worried. I feel like any developer in his right mind that knows PSVR 2 is coming is going to go, dude, I don't want to make a game with that that tracking. I want to make a game for PSVR 2.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of people are out there, you know, there's probably a whole lineup coming, you know, for PSVR 2, but I know that I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, the last year of PSVR, I'm gonna make a game, you know, with that glowing orb tracking that works so well.
You say that, but it's been extremely common over the past few gens that they do that. They release the game at the end of its generation, and then they release it again for the next one, and they just have just double their sales.
Because
Well,
but like in the case of like Breath of the Wild and Nintendo, for example, they tried to put that game out on the Wii U.
Yeah.
You know, and like they couldn't. They realized that their next gen console is coming like around the time that
no one bought a Wii U.
Right. So they're like, shit.
I'm right there.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. Yeah, but so do the hardcore Nintendo people, but that's about it.
We all have Wii U's. But I didn't get Breath of the Wild for it. I got it for the Switch, you know? And so I think, like, that's, you know, for them, they developed that game for the Wii U. And, in fact, could have done more on the Switch side of things, mm-hmm. but didn't because they didn't want the Wii U owners to feel like they had gotten robbed of the experience. You know, like they could have done more functionality on the Switch, but had to pump the brakes because they didn't want to give the Switch version stuff that the Wii U version did not have because right. they promised Wii U owners a Zelda title.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if like that is also kind of something that comes into play here.
Yeah.
Where like,
but
you're pushing it to get it out on this yeah. console, but then like the next one's coming and it's like, shit, like should we?
Yeah. But I mean, I just can't see anyone making a game for a very underpowered console like the vanilla PS4. That, you know, that has to work with the light tracking, you know, because, I mean, that's a huge for them, the original vanilla PS4 to this new PS5 coming out. It's a huge gap in hardware. Like, I can't imagine anyone's going to want to deal with that. Make a version of the game that's that downgraded, but also make a version of it with it upgraded. I mean, I guess you could, but like, it just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So no. I don't know.
No, they would just release right. the same version on both. Just like Destiny.
Right.
Destiny did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Destiny came out on Xbox 360 and on mm-hmm. Xbox One. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. GTA Live as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah. This is true. GTA 5, yeah, came out on PS3. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
It came out on PS3?
It did. I played it and beat it on PS3. So PS4 didn't have its own GTA game. Little fun trivia there for you. But anyway, good stuff. So, you know, from there, maybe we go into... I mean, you know, Hussein X came in and mentioned some Facebook stuff. Oh, yeah. So let's get a little bit into... Facebook is doing a concert, and not only are they doing a concert, but they actually got a really good band going on here. So they got Muse. Muse came out with an album called Simulation Theory, which is pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah. Right. That's right up your alley.
I got tickets. I went to that show.
Oh, nice! In real life?
Yeah, in real life. The shirt. I got the shirt.
Nice, nice.
Amazing. It was. Oh, I'm a big fan of Muse, so I'm really
very
happy.
Cool. And yeah, you got. I mean, it's so. I mean, concerts right now are dead. I don't know how these artists are making their money, but I mean, obviously, their concert money they have to replace that somehow. And I think doing an exclusive Oculus concert, that's pretty cool.
That is cool, and they could have gotten a band that was less artistically credible. You know, like Muse is a great band. Like even if, like, you know, like as far as like mainstream bands go, Muse I think has done a great job of like maintaining integrity and still like putting out good shit, not just like bubblegum. You're like, hey, we're popular now, we gotta crank stuff out according to our contract, you know. Mm-hmm. So like it's still a good band.
They don't have a Beat Saber song pack. They seem perfect for that.
Maybe they're next.
They would be good, actually.
Yeah, maybe they're next.
Yeah, I can.
Heard it here first.
Super fast. You know, like I just did a talk for Dreamland XR about digital events and digital event space, and there was myself and five others, and you know, five people who are involved in the digital event space area doing different things. And at the beginning of the talk, I asked everyone, I was like, so I want to get an idea as to what the state of virtual events is like before we had this immersive technology. You know, like I'm sure people were participating in virtual events and trying to go to concerts and things like that before we had VR headsets, but you know, what did that look like? And you know, what were people doing? And I put that out there, and like really nobody could answer that question. Everybody was like, I don't know, man. Like, it's only been since VR that we've really been paying attention. So it's kind of cool because virtual reality really is ushering in a whole new era and a whole new way of being able to attend events like this. And I went to the Failed to Render comedy show, which I am finishing a video about right now, which will probably go to my channel tomorrow, is the plan. And I saw stand-up comedy in there, and it felt like I was at a real comedy show, you know, like it was really, really good. So if you've never been to an event, a concert or a comedy show or a performance of some kind or anything like that in VR, honestly, you're missing out because
For real.
It's the headset can bring you straight into those, into those places.
Yep. I agree completely. And I feel like this is a good segue then to talk about, to talk about the New Horizons screenshots, right? Because Oculus Venues put out a beta that some people have access to. There's no, doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason why people do or don't have access to it. But it's a new system that allows you to create your Horizon, it looks like, avatars, and walk around and go into venues in that way. I'll put some images up on the screen here. So it's interesting, right? Because I think this is the first time we are we're actually seeing this. That Horizons actually has something on the horizons.
What are you thinking about over there, Steve?
I was thinking about a couple of videos I watched on it. Obviously, people had the beta. I know Nathie did one, and David did one, and I'm really quite impressed with how it looked. I really love the look. I'm quite sad I didn't. I'm here sad, sulking that I didn't get access to it.
I know.
Right? I know. Me neither. I didn't get access either, but. Yeah, I mean, it looks really good, and besides people having no legs, I mean, who needs legs, right? I mean, they're just legs. But other than that, I mean, it looks fantastic. It really does.
The facial expressions look good. I don't know why the legs thing is such a thing. Why do we keep talking about that?
Well, because we're humans, and we've been around for tens of thousands of years, maybe thousands of years. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And we've always had legs. So, I don't know.
Only because they're necessary.
Well,
only
right.
Because I need them to move underneath me.
Just arms and the arm, not floating hands.
And you know, I actually had a fun thought about the arms the other day. Like when we are playing games, mm-hmm. some of them have our arms fully animated, right? And mm-hmm. some of them are just floating hands.
Right.
But
right.
when I was thinking to myself about like peripheral vision and how it works, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure my eyeballs see through this. You know, like just like in my normal life. Like I don't think that I'm perceiving my forearm and bicep every time I'm interacting with something.
Sure,
know, like,
and you're not perceiving it while you're interacting in VR either.
Exactly. I mean, so
yeah,
there's like there's almost it, yeah. I almost wonder if like by trying to put an entire arm, you're like forcing it. You know, because yeah. in reality, are you really yeah. perceiving your forearm and bicep that much right. when you're interacting with stuff? You know, like it right. almost feels like it blends into the nothing, and all I can see are these two floating things in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah, and yeah. And a lot of people got pissed off because floating hands in Half-Life Alyx.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying maybe but the yeah. arms would be getting in the way more so than they actually would in real life. Like, am I just
high? Well, no, because reverse kinematics, right? They have to guess where your arms are. They have to guess where your elbows are. So the reason they get in the way, I think, is because you're like, wait, my arm isn't really there. It's not in that place in real 3D.
But it takes up so much of your visual space. Like,
yeah, but your brain kind of cuts it out a little because just like it cuts out your actual arm.
Oh, so you're saying that my brain's going to do it to my virtual arm.
As long as it looks as real, you know what I mean? As long as you're not looking at it going, wait a minute, that's off. Your brain's going, that's off. That can't be real. If they can get it close enough, you would perceive it out of the picture as well, I think.
Steve knows your contributions, please.
I've not ever thought about this, to be perfectly honest. I thought it was hilarious. Everyone probably watching them out at home just
do I see this?
I've never had an issue with it, to be honest. It's never been something that's ever crossed my mind. I've got no opinion on that one. Sorry.
So what I was thinking about when you transitioned into Horizons mm-hmm. is how when I went to the comedy club in VR, it really feels like one, right? And it mm-hmm. even feels mm-hmm. like one when there's a guy up on the stage who's like, how's everybody feeling tonight?
Yeah.
And they're now expecting
a crowd,
response,
like, yeah.
you know? And so I'm like, woo! You know, like I'm like yeah. in my room, like the ladies downstairs watching like wholesome television. And I'm like expected to like shout at the top of my yeah. lungs a bunch of times in the room, you know? And I'm holding Oculus controllers in my hand. So like applause isn't really, it's like, you know, like yeah. I can't really applaud in the way that yeah. I want to in real life. And one thing that I noticed that was really missing is like a way to reciprocate feelings of gratitude and appreciation.
So do they have you muted?
No, they don't have you muted, but it's in alt space, and alt space isn't really built for that. Like, you know, the whole room of microphones that are all kind of
right,
contributing
but,
at the
but
same
if you
time.
Turn everyone's mics off in alt space, so like my wife Dinah Gwen, as she is on Twitter and all that. She did a poetry reading in Altspace, and they had, you know, she was up on stage, there was a crowd, and they had the mics muted for everybody. But, you know, in Altspace, you can click the applause button, you can click the hearts, and then you being up on stage delivering this stuff, you see all these emojis flying up through the air, which is equivalent to hearing everyone scream and cheer and blah, blah, blah.
It ain't, though.
But it's, but of course it's not, but you see that those people are doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, their microphones are muted, but you can tell that people are, holy shit, people, damn spaceship, it's all broken. No, but it's like you see that people are trying to interact with you and that they're enjoying what you're doing. So in a way, they represent it. Is it as effective? Mm-hmm. Sure, it's not, but, you know, we'll get there.
Tones my bones, thanks for joining us. Good to see you during the live broadcast. You know, it's, they don't do that. They don't turn the mics off because in a comedy club, you tell a joke, people laugh. Yeah. Without that, the energy has been completely cut off.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting because we do find ways in VR to reciprocate energy in ways that is like beyond, you know, it's just like you can feel the people in the room when you're in VR, you know, like that kind of thing. And that's really weird. So anyway, what I'm getting at is that I think we need to rethink some of the ways that we go about doing some of this stuff, you know, and like Horizons and really Venues is, or was it Venues that we saw?
Yeah, Oculus Venues.
Yeah. Like those avatars are starting to do a few things, like the way that you can position your hands to like change your facial expressions and stuff like that. Mm. Like you can go like double hands up and it's like ding, like the face really lights up, eyebrows go up, big smile. You can go like this and it kind of does this like half and half situation, you know, so like you can find ways to start to show expression using gestures and stuff. But I still think we're a long ways out from like finding a really good way to translate some of those things, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. But man, you know, they're working on it, especially Facebook. They have, you know, this advanced avatar system that hopefully in the next generation of headsets will get some facial tracking. I know, you know, Sony has put out some patents for facial tracking. So I think, you know, once the newer Oculus stuff comes out, I think we're gonna see a lot more expression in VR, and especially if the new Jedi controllers have finger tracking. I don't know if there's any plans for them to or not. I know they elongated the end piece, which would allow me, you know, which would think you'd think that that would be for finger tracking, but who knows. But, you know, finger tracking's key because you need to be able to do that, right? You know, in social VR.
You can't.
Right, exactly. But speaking of Oculus again, I mean, I know we always talk about how all of these expos are getting canceled, and you know, Steve, did you have plans to hit up OC7?
Sure. In the UK, I had plans for EGX. I was going to go meet Gamertag, Chris.
Oh, nice. GT.
I was also going to London to meet Matteo, and we were going to a VR arcade, and that got canceled as well. So,
right.
No, sad. Haven't been able to meet some of the VR buddies, but hopefully I'm so looking forward to when there's an Oculus event and we're all there. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that day.
Unless we've all boycotted the company by then.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, were you going to go to CES or anything like that? Because, you know, obviously...
No. That's a bit too expensive for myself, you know, to have to fly over and paying for two because my fiancé would have to come.
Gotcha.
I'd go to something like that. Yet
you're not going to come hang out with us in Vegas when this comes back, huh? You're missing out, dude, because Vegas is insane and we're insane. So
we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
CES, I've seen your videos on it. CES seems to be like the place to be to see what's up and coming. It looked incredible.
It is, but holy shit, was Oculus Connect a fun time? OC6 has been my favorite. Like, I've been to a handful of shows now, and the Oculus Connect was by far the most fun. So awesome. Like, all of your people, you know, like the people mm-hmm. who you mm-hmm. really want to see, those are the people who are there. So I'm looking forward to it coming back one day.
Yeah. I wonder if they actually, like, they probably have cameras in there anyway, and they actually record and track your movements within the conference as well.
They know how long I look at certain things. So you said your fiance would come with you. Have you ever gotten her in the headset? Like, does she ever mess around in VR?
Of course. We went to visit the Netherlands recently before it got put on the no-fly list for Corona. Luckily, we went in the perfect time. We didn't have to quarantine. We went to a virtual reality arcade out there where they had like Valve Indexes and the racing wheels. They had like room scale VR and stuff. She got involved in that. Absolutely loved it. Loved it. I love getting new people into virtual reality because without fail, isn't it? Every single time, it's a freak out and they can't believe what's happening to them. I love it so much.
That is the best feeling, is like onboarding someone.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to offend anyone by saying this, but I truly enjoy popping VR cherries. It is my absolute...
God, you're so offensive.
I know. It's my favorite thing. It's my absolutely favorite thing. I mean, just to show... Because I feel like the way I see it is it's like I'm not just showing you a video game. I'm transporting you into a whole new place, a whole new dimension with a whole new set of problems you got to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not just playing this game. You are living it. And people don't truly understand that until they get a headset. So... Yeah, it's my fave. It's my fave.
It is the best. But to be honest, man, like one of the reasons why I started doing what I've done, what I do now, is because not everyone had that reaction. Like I put the headset on a few people who were like, okay. And I was like, okay, hold on. Like,
those are the people that truly have no soul. You're right? Like, are you empty in there? What the hell's going on?
Something's missing. Like, how are we not, like, how do we make this any more captivating?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't get it either, man. I mean, I to this day, I will never friggin' forget, you know, the first few times I put on that headset, man. It was the most life-changing experience ever.
Oh, dude, Skiva. Your cherry comment didn't go over well with the population. Hashtag cancel Skiva is taking off right now.
Hashtag cancel Skiva.
It's trending on Twitter, dude.
All right, I'm gonna retweet every cancel
Skiva. Why did you have to say that? Why did you have to say that? Jesus, man.
I'm not PC for anyone. Yeah.
But what I find out when you put new people in, as Alex said, I see that some people don't come back to it. Which I see quite often, and it always tends to be down to like the comfort of the headset, especially with my partner. She just can't wear it. It's just too heavy and uncomfortable on the face. But
that's a big part, especially with the Quest. Like without VR cover, I would not be surprised if anyone returned their Quest after wearing it.
Yeah,
because it hurts. It literally hurt me, dude. I could not wear that thing without VR cover.
Yeah,
and by the way, the first time ever that I tried. The Rebuff Reality battery pack was like a week ago. Skiva got a couple of those things. And, you know, this whole time people have been talking about counterweights on the Quest. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I have VR cover on the front and the back. I don't need a counterweight, okay? I'm not strapping something to the back of my Quest. I'm not going to tie a battery pack or a screwdriver to the back of my shit. And I tried his headset on with the Rebuff Reality battery pack on it. And holy shit, was it comfortable. Like, it literally alleviates the weight on the headset.
It does, and then you're not running out of batteries in the middle of gameplay either. I mean, you get a good 8 to 10 hours battery life on that.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, after a couple of hours, it's probably time for me to take the headset off.
Not for me, though. Not for me. I can go 8 hours plus in my Quest.
That's amazing.
For real.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, virtual desktop especially. I'll sit in there and I'll work all damn day in there, so it's... Yeah, for me it was really amazing. You know, I didn't come out of it with shit around my face anymore, and it was really good.
I was like, I did not give it the time of day. I didn't think that the counterweight thing was as important as everybody says it is. And then I put his headset on, and it was like, oh,
oopsie, I was wrong.
I'm gonna try it now.
You should, Alex.
I'm just like,
dude. He had two of them. I took the other one. I was like, all right, I'm taking this thing home. Like, I'm going to put this on my Quest now. And it's, even if it's not, even if I'm not plugged into it, I'm just, like, the counterweight just, it just resets everything. And
yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It was,
a gift.
Here you go. Have fun with it. What's this Sony developing a non-PlayStation HMD? What is that?
So,
is that real?
So Sony has filed for some job openings that, and it's not Sony, it's not the PlayStation branch.
Yeah, Sony, right?
Sony themselves, Sony Interactive, and people freaking out about it because Sony doesn't ever like cross their departments, right? So if they're not making this headset through the PlayStation department, they must be making a Sony just standard VR headset. Now this could also be that, you know, maybe their research and development team is, I don't know, is working on stuff for them, who knows, but they are hiring specifically for a headset that is not labeled or under the PlayStation umbrella. Yeah, I mean, it's Sony though, they're friggin' huge. Yeah, they make refrigerators, they make everything. I mean, me and you even saw at CES, we saw the Sony car.
Yeah,
you know, like they make everything. So like, yeah, I don't know exactly where this is going, but I do feel like you know, it could be important. Maybe they come out with a PC VR headset. Maybe they come out with a Quest competitor. If anyone can do it, a company like Sony that has the money to back that. They already have a PlayStation store. They have the ecosystem. They could come out with a PlayStation Quest competitor and be the only ones on the market to do so. So it's definitely an interesting conversation. I don't know much.
To be a Quest or a PC VR headset, even though I kind of speculated that myself, because why would you not put something like that, gaming related, under the PlayStation brand?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something like what Apple are doing. It's going to be focused on my grandma or my mum to use her phone.
XR hardware guru Tyriel Wood, who I am representing on this amazing t-shirt today, says that Sony has a AR headset already under the Sony brand. And if anyone knows, it's this guy. He's probably had it in his hands.
Well, I saw that was a long time ago. Yeah, they've got a little arena set up. They've set up shop, little Ghostbusters of arena kind of thing you can visit.
And speaking of Apple as well, Apple just put out or filed a patent, as you can see here on the monitor above us, that they put out the patent for their Guardian system. So just like Oculus, and you put it on, you know, you move the thing around, you draw the Guardian around you. So they have their own way of doing it. Also, once you're in there, if you leave the Guardian, it'll display, it shows, like it displays a door. And when if you walk back through that door, you kind of re-enter VR. You can kind of poke your head in there. It's interesting, right? They have an object detection system like Oculus has been doing with the Quest. So, I mean, this is pretty serious. I mean, the amount of patents, the amount of job filings, and all of that we've seen out of Apple, something is definitely coming. We know that, you know, the AR kit that they've been working on in iOS forever is very mature now. I mean, you can hold up your phone or your iPad and get some incredible AR experiences. So you translate that over to some glasses, I think they're going to kill it. And I think they're going to have a way to black out the background and go into a VR mode. So I'm really, I mean, Apple was just the first company in history to hit $2 trillion. Now, if it doesn't excite you that a $2 trillion company is getting into VR, then you're probably not a VR fan, because
Ronnie Jones joined us in the chat. How you doing, Ronnie? Good to see you. Also, somebody was just bouncing. Who was it? I was going to say bye to them. Oh, Harry's bouncing. If you're not already gone, bye, Harry.
Bye.
And then Pabark says, yo, fuck Apple. So, well, yeah, Steve, sure. What do you think? Fuck Apple? Or are you as exciting or what?
Fuck Apple. I don't like Apple. They haven't been invented in years. I'm excited. As you said, a $2 trillion company getting into virtual reality, and when they make products, people just lap it up. Obviously, a lot of the VR people were probably, you know, Windows, Android advocates, but for the general consumer, Apple going to make something. They're going to pay attention to it. You're going to see this on Dope Tech, Marcus Brownlee, public a VR headset, and the word's going to get around.
Oh, absolutely!
I'm super excited,
dude. I love Marcus. Anyone out there who hasn't checked out his channel, go check it out. I mean, that guy does amazing things as far as, you know, reviewing phones and Teslas and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. And when Apple comes out, man, they're going to hit it out of the friggin' park, whether we like it or not. And they're going to be another company like Facebook, you know, that don't have maybe the people's best interests in mind, but they're bringing out the tech. They're going to bring out the innovation. Other companies will hopefully be able to copy it. I mean, you know, it comes down to a $2 trillion company doing R&D in what we love. You know, so I really do feel like this is huge. That's this right. is a lot bigger than a lot of people think it is.
Do you know who
always, always bring out premium, well-made products. Yep. They just don't release unless it's...
That are easy to use. And that's the other thing. Because it's...
Big with VR. And it will work seamlessly. I'm fairly confident this is going to... You put on an Oculus now, the amount of tracking issues I get popping up and stuff when I put the headset on, you're not going to have any of that. I truly believe Apple, their focus on usability is kind of like top of their list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so the Guardian system that we had put up on the screen is all auto. You look around the room, it does it all for you.
Oh, you don't have to trace it or anything?
No, I mean, it recognizes all the objects in your space, it recognizes the room, and that's how Apple is, right? They're like, no, you can't let the people do it because they'll fuck it up. So you got to do it automatically.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Steve, really, do you know who Robert Scoble is? Scobalizer on Twitter? Do you know who Robert Scoble is? He goes by Scobalizer on Twitter.
It rings a bell, that name. No, it does ring a bell.
He is the author of 4 books on technology, and the latest is called The Infinite Retina. The dude has 404,000 followers on Twitter. Wow. So he has a huge following.
Yeah.
And it follows the VR world pretty closely. And recently has written an article. He took the summer off, but he's recently written an article about Apple joining Robert Scoble is his name, and about Apple joining, and he basically talks about how Apple will crush this because Apple has people have Apple hardware already, and what they're going to do will run off of that hardware. So you can use your phone to power VR displays, and all you need to get is the display. Like with Oculus, when you buy it, you're buying the hardware and the display simultaneously together in a package. Mm-hmm. But the way that Apple is probably going to go about doing it, according to Robert Scoble's article, is that the phones and hardware will be powered from the thing that you already have, your
at
iPhone.
First. Absolutely.
And then you just
first,
get
yes.
the glasses.
I agree with
and,
that.
Dude, we used the Pico glasses. The Pico who make the Pico Neo, that standalone headset for enterprise, they made a set of glasses that runs VR off of a phone, and it blew us away.
Yeah.
Incredible display on a pair of glasses. It was not a headset. It wasn't big and chunky. It was thin, sleek as hell, and oh my God, did it look good.
Yeah. So Apple, Johnny Ive, he's the main designer, product designer for Apple, designs all the iPhones. He recently left, but he's still contracting with Apple. But Apple was supposed to do this thing where you have this little box that has a GPU in it, and it enhances the VR AR capabilities of the headset, so it's not putting all the weight on the phone. And then Johnny Ive came in and said, no, that is not elegant. No bueno.
Yeah, I remember that.
And yeah, so he wants the whole thing to be all contained, self-contained is what he's talking about. So we might be at a point now where that doesn't even use the phone, because Johnny Ive came out, in the tech design world, Johnny Ive is God. You know what I mean? The dude designs amazing, beautiful, elegant, simple to use products. So it'll be interesting. And, this whole Apple thing, I'm really interested to see how it unfolds, man, because it is very... it's huge.
What I like about their pattern that we didn't really kind of discuss is that I read an article and they were discussing it, is that at the moment, if something's in your way in Oculus, nothing happens if something's in your way and it's within your Guardian. But according to their pattern, if something's in your way and it's in your play space, in certain applications, they're actually going to put virtual objects in view. So to
show
you
it's there
in game, and you're not going to approach it, and you walk around and you'll avoid hitting stuff that way. And that was really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And being able to even possibly pass those objects through, which I think is Oculus talking about possibly doing that, bringing the physical, only that one section of the camera through so you can see there's an object there. They haven't gotten to that point yet. Oculus just barely get to the point where now they show if something is in your play space as you are confirming your boundary and your Guardian, it does show that there's something there so you can move it out of the way. But once you're in there, if you come up to something, it's going to let you run into it. So
I personally find the boundaries to almost kind of just be like putting a Band-Aid on a bruise for people, I don't really think the Guardians do that much. I would say they've probably stopped me from doing something bad. I could probably count it on one hand. you know, which I guess is valuable enough to have it.
Yeah.
But like more often than not, I am setting my boundary limits way beyond what's real because, you know, any closer and I'm constantly getting the grid pattern showing up in my play space. And like, I'm not, I don't
turn it off
shit.
A lot because
I know
of
where I'm standing. So I'm often, I'm just like drawing my path into the walls and like, you know, just like huge, you know? So it's like, it kind of defeats the purpose of having it, you know? So I think that.
TV did it
no and you're seasoned dude like and you know your shit and you still smashed your TV
I remember that, sad times
tell us the story of your smashed TV Steve.
I was filming in VR virtual reality I was playing pistol whip and I went to pistol whip someone kind of went wrong. Bye bye,
Taylor. That's so sad. No. Oh, R.I.P. Steve's
TV. I stand on the mat, so when I'm out, I feel it in my feet, but it doesn't really break the immersion. That's.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. If the spaceship wasn't taking over all this green screen here, sorry to break the immersion. I know.
Oh my god,
huge scuff marks on the green wall from pistol whip specifically. I have hit that wall so many times and hard, man. Because when I go to hit someone in pistol whip, I'm hitting them hard. So
swing from the hips.
Is what it is. Yeah, I mean, because when you're swinging that hard, the guardian can't come up fast enough for you to actually stop your arm. So anyway, it happens, man. I feel your pain, buddy.
Thank you.
So one thing that I thought was kind of fun, you know, because like we said at the beginning of the show, you know, we've been friends with Steve since he was on the show last time. Mm-hmm. And we've had the chance to jump into some VR games a few times together. And when we have played Echo Arena together, we go into a game, we jump in there, and what do I hear? Oh, it's Steve Knows! Oh my god, it's Steve Knows! Mom, it's Steve Knows! Mom, no, he's a YouTuber! He's my favorite YouTuber! So, like, and this wasn't just one. Like, this is like every game we go into, there is like some young kid who is so stoked that Steve Knows is in his game and is like yelling for his parents about it. You're closing in on 30K on your channel, which is awesome.
That's what I do. I put Echo on.
Yeah, right. And I think you were around 10K when we had you on the season last time. So you've like almost
triple.
You're working on tripling the amount in this amount of time. So that's fucking amazing, dude. Have you had anybody notice you like out walking around in the world yet? I mean, I know we're niche.
I actually have, and it's in the most unexpected places. I was walking down the hallway at work and someone stopped me in my office.
In
my office at work. It's because it's a great amount of people, especially for VR, but in the grand scheme of the world, that was crazy. To someone at my work to stop me and recognize. Yeah, I was blown away by that. That was a good day. What I wait for, hopefully, if it ever happens, is for someone to scream, "Good day!" as I'm walking down.
Yes,
that's what I want.
There, you heard it here, folks. Whenever you're out there buying your tea and crumpets at the market, you see Steve over there picking up his jams and jellies for his breakfast. Good day. Don't go up and introduce yourself. Don't make it about you. Okay, Steve needs this. When you see him, just good day.
Good day.
That's all.
And I hope when we do leave today that you will grace us with a good day.
Oh yes,
you're ending this with a good day for sure.
It's been one.
Yeah, it has been for us as well, man. This has been super fun. We're pretty close to the end. I feel like since you're on here, I feel like we do have to mention that that you are on our Onward team for this competition.
Pumped.
Yes.
So we are the three of us and Gamescom. This is a Gamescom VR ML event, all right?
Yeah, I know. It's like
VR Master League.
I can't believe it. And we're getting T-shirts.
Jerseys, my friend, not T-shirts. Yeah. Jerseys. Yeah.
We are getting official jerseys. So this is in conjunction with Cyber Shoes, which is a product that we've made videos on before. Steve's made a video on them. And there's a bunch of us that have. And CyberShoes has reached out to all of the content creators and friends of theirs who have, you know, made videos with the shoes and who use the shoes, and has brought us all together for an official VRML tournament.
VR Master League is what that stands for.
With three teams. Three teams wearing CyberShoes, playing Onward together. And Team Blue, you're looking at the majority of it right here. You got Skiva, Alex VR, Steve Knows there on the monitor. And then we also have E4P on our fucking squad. That's
Eric
right.
Eric for President.
Eric for President is going to be on our, he's our ringer. So I'm expecting him to carry us to victory. And we also have Doc Oculus from the VR Souls podcast. And he's our final member of our squad.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of other awesome people in the tournament too. Proper D is in there. Space Roach. Wait, Space Roach isn't in there, is he?
No, Space Roach.
No, he's Tower Tag.
Yeah.
We got Viper. There's also James Afai is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Gamer Tag. Did you say Gamer Tag?
Yeah, Gamer Tag is in there. Mm-hmm. Lonely Viper. Soul Fox Gaming is in there. V Bunny Go is in there.
Mm-hmm. a lot of good stuff, man. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to it.
And we're going to be scrambling with those shoes on our feet.
Looking forward to popping some of these fools in the face.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll talk more about that on the next show because it will be the day before the tournament.
Yeah, our next show will be the day before the tournament. Yeah, it's on Saturday, next Saturday.
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, yes.
Okay. I kept saying it was Friday. Just thanks for that.
It's going to be interesting, man.
Yeah, pay attention to the time zones, man, because we tried to do our show with Toge, and I was like, yeah, man, like 12 o'clock on Wednesday sounds good. But like it was Thursday for him, like because he's in Australia and like the time zone is so freaking different, you know, like so I was expecting like all of a sudden he's like hitting me up on Discord and he's like, hey, I'm waiting for you guys. And I'm like, dude, that's not till tomorrow. But it was tomorrow for him. Like,
time zones are a bitch.
I haven't had to deal with time zones at all until the VR thing. And now, like, we want to practice for Onward, but it's pretty much impossible. Like,
So we're all in different countries. Except for me and Alex. So, and Eric.
Have you been playing Onward on the Quest, Steve? Or do you play the PC version?
Yeah, I've played some on the Quest. Dreadful at it. I also find it, no one hate me for this. I find it very painful to play on the Quest. It's
interesting. Why is that? Because of the graphics or?
Yeah, like it's just like it's too bad. I can't. Huh. I really struggle.
Wow, I mean, I play a lot on my Index, you know, with PC version, which is what I'll be using for the contest or the tournament, you know, because I need to use the cyber shoes. But I'll tell you what, I actually prefer the Quest version because I don't have to hook up to anything. I don't need any wires. I feel like as soon as I hop in there, I'm like, oh, this is a little different. And then I just forget. And like all the kind of pixelation melts away. And like, you know, you got those like Nintendo 64 looking bushes and shit like that, you know. But, you know, other than that, I can kind of see through it, you know.
It's probably me. I'm probably just blind. But if it's not close quarter combat, I've just no hope.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's you're like, is that a chair in that building or is it somebody pointing a gun at me?
I definitely shoot a lot of inanimate objects.
One thing though I did notice that I loved on the Quest is like hitting the goddamn deck on the Quest is like it's just the best. Like you can't hit the floor with a tethered headset in the way that you can with the Quest on. You know, like you can roll around on the floor like effortlessly with the Quest on, you know. I'm like hiding behind hedges and shit and like, you know, but when I can feel it, even though I have the pulley system, it's still just feeling that is enough to influence my movement and influence the way I spin around and do stuff.
Same here. I mean, when you get something pulling on the back of your head, whether it's on the floor or it's on the ceiling, you know, the ceiling is better because you're less apt to get tangled up, but there's still something pulling on your head and, you know, it pulls from the immersion for sure.
Yeah, I actually got to play with the VR pulley system recently and what a difference that made. I it was one of those things like the counterweight. I just thought, meh, but what a difference. Yeah. If any of you are watching, get a pulley system.
Yes. Go down in the description and click on the link for the pulley system.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, we have an affiliate for one.
It's like 10 or 20 bucks, and it is a huge difference, man. Huge. You just stick the things, there's a little sticky pad, you stick them in your ceiling. Very easy to install. Makes all the difference in the world.
It really seriously does. Yeah, we're not just saying that. Mm. Pulley system is a night and day experience.
Yes, huge.
Absolutely.
Space Roach said that we're watching a show with VR streamers, with an audience of VR streamers, and it's not in VR. His mind's blown.
I know. I mean, it is in mixed reality, kind of. I mean, okay. In a way. I mean, no, I mean, we actually forget that. We actually are on a spaceship.
Yeah. You know, there, and I think eventually, and this is something that I actually touched on in my conversation with Joachim on Alt VR. Alt VR is this growing YouTube channel right now, which has a heavy emphasis on philosophy, which we say we do on this show, but we
sometimes we gotta get more into it.
But anyway, you know, he has a heavy emphasis on philosophy, and I was chatting with him for an episode of his Inside VR Chat podcast, and we talked about how this right here, like this dynamic, like the two-dimensional image with the chat box and like not feeling the presence of the audience, is a completely different dynamic. Like if we were to turn this show into virtual reality and like now we're sitting like in VR chat and like there's like a bunch of people like in the room now, like the whole dynamic has shifted. Now it's no longer a podcast. Now it's like a talk. Right. Mm-hmm. Or like a panel or, you know, a conference or something like that. It's no longer a podcast, you know, so it would really take an entirely new shape and new energy. We would probably present information differently. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that I would be opposed to doing that, but I don't think it's a direct translation. Like, I don't think you could just take a podcast and plug it into VR and have it be the same experience for everyone.
Right.
You know,
like that Tom Clancy, if he's there, he actually does a great show within VR, which is awesome. Check that show out. He's like this dude with a monitor, and he interviews a guest and he sticks their video thing over a body. It's just funny. It's really funny and it's well done and I really like it. So go ahead and check out that Tom Clancy show too. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, maybe one day, you know, maybe one day we will do something, you know, maybe we'll, you know, like we've kind of, you know,
oh, there are plans, my friend. I think we've talked about that.
Have we?
Yes.
I'll be a guinea pig in season 3.
Oh shit, there are plans.
The VR version.
Yeah, there might in the future.
Oh yeah, yes, I'm remembering things now.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Do we say anything or?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about it. So, we're on the topic. So this spaceship right now is actually a 3D environment. This this whole room, all of this stuff is done in a full 3D environment, and I'm pretty sure we have the files or we're acquiring the files. Like the full-on 3D Blender files. So we can actually take this Between Reality spaceship and plug it in to a program and like all literally load into it at some point.
Yeah, we could import it into Altspace or VR chat.
The actual thing you're seeing right here.
Yeah, like, and then
this
hopefully,
actual spot.
Hopefully we'll be able to do a show eventually where we bring people in and have a VR audience and they'll be able to sit and see us inside of our spaceship. So that's the plan, you know, so.
Well,
that sounds awesome.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I can just imagine how amazing the technical difficulties will be through all that.
Space Roach says, Between Realities will never require you to get a VR chat account. We promise you. Invest now.
Yes.
We promise.
Oh my God, that's hilarious, man.
I don't
know. What do you think,
so
dude?
What hour I and think, a half? We're pretty much there. You know, I always like, I planned on doing this before, but I always really want to like bounce the ball into the court of our guest and have them prepared for that too. I know I didn't say that I wanted you to do this, but like, I just feel like our platform is one where like people can express themselves a little bit more freely, you know, like I'm sure you would say stuff on our show that you wouldn't say on your own channel, Steve. And, you know, I'm just like wondering if there's ever a conversation that you, you know, want to have or things that, that you like think about or talk about that doesn't normally get out there, you know? And I don't mean to apply any pressure to the situation. We'll just end the show right now if you don't have anything that's top of mind. But, you know, like, I just want everybody to be able to come on here and speak freely and just, like, be themselves and say what they want to say. You know what I mean?
Is there anything you want to say, Mr. Steve Knows?
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to say it right now. I hate the Vive ones. I can't stand them. I think they're the worst thing ever to happen to VR. And the trackpad needs to die. They need to fuck off.
Get some.
There it is.
Get some.
Fuck off, Vive Wand.
The headset, great. I love the headset.
Yeah,
I just can't find the remote.
The wands suck.
I prefer them for Beat Saber.
For Beat Saber. That is the only game they're good for. They're actual swords.
Well, they're okay for this, too. And actually, they're not.
As long as, all right, if you don't have to move, if there's no locomotion, you're probably good. That trackpad is what really sucks.
That is it. Yeah. Trying to move, mm-hmm. but that's good. Thanks for saying a bad word on our show.
But yeah, I wouldn't say it on mine. I know. Children watch my show, mm-hmm. so I try to.
It's Steve Knows, Mom. Yeah, yeah. Mom, I'm not even exaggerating.
I love it so much when that happens.
I'm not even exaggerating. And that clip that kid recorded for his YouTube channel, Steve subscribes to this kid channel, and then the kid posts a video 5 seconds later,
Aaron, and it's like,
oh shit, I just hit that. Emil, I accidentally hid your thing. Emil says, I joined the stream and the first thing I hear is Steve screaming, fuck them. I accidentally deleted that.
I wonder if I can delete it.
So anyway, this kid makes a video in response, and it was some wholesome stuff.
Oh, that. I love that video so much. I was just sat in the car. Someone sent it to me. Like, Steve, you got to see this. This is the... Oh, holy smokes, man. Holy smokes.
I gotta see this. I haven't seen this. I feel left out.
It's so good. It's just this kid reacting to Steve subscribing to his channel. He has like a VR channel with like 10 subscribers, and Steve somehow finds it and subscribes to it, and he sees that Steve Knows subscribed to his channel, and he posts a video. He's like, oh my gosh, like Steve Knows just subscribed to my channel. I can't believe it. Holy smokes. I never thought anybody with that many subs would subscribe to me.
Oh man.
He's just like,
feel good,
he's just losing it.
People are just like,
I tend to, if I come across someone follows me on Twitter, I normally I'll check them out. If they're a VR streamer or something, I tend to follow them. And if they've got a YouTube account, I'll follow them as well, just to do like support the community. We all grow together. Mm-hmm. And it just happened that this one time this guy lost it and created this video.
Dude, you're a hero to a lot of young VR fans out there, man. And you're a hero to a lot of us, too. And what you do is awesome. The impact that you've had on the industry is great. You know, it's a safe place for young people to go and get their news and be entertained at the same time. And you foster this feeling of friendship and community. And you follow Instagram and YouTube channels with 10 followers on them just because you're showing the love and everybody appreciates you. I'm just going to be the one to express it on behalf of everybody. So thank you so much for everything that you do for the community, man.
I'm imagining crowds.
Yeah. Like
we're in space, so obviously no one's cheering.
Yeah, no one can hear you cheer in space. Yeah.
It's gaming, right? It's supposed to be lighthearted. If people were taking it seriously, you're in the wrong industry.
Mm-hmm. And one of these days we're gonna end up hanging out, and I hope you're ready to get your ass kicked in Smash Bros, because I've got some serious skills and I doubt you're at my level, so you might want to start practicing or something.
I've never played Smash Bros, so you're gonna
What?
sorry to everyone's ears out there.
One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Up count just dropped.
You gotta play it. I know, right? Yeah, I'm unsubscribing. And sorry we had this guy on the show, everybody. All right, well, Steve, thanks for joining us. We're gonna get rid of you before we end the show, because that's what we do now, because we have this animated monitor and we're gonna take advantage of it. So bye-bye.
Well he's gonna give us his good
time. Oh right, yeah, say it.
Oh. what are you on about? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
One more time, Steve.
Oh, sorry. Good day.
All right. See you
good
later,
day.
Steve.
Goodbye. Knows. Goodbye.
See you, Steve.
He's gone.
See you, my buddy.
We've
Thank
gotten
you
rid
so
of him.
Much.
If you can't find his channel, you're not looking hard enough, go on YouTube, type in Steve Knows with an exclamation point, and Uzi, you're going to just be filled with love and laughter and all of the VR news, more VR news than you can handle. Absolutely. This has been so much fun.
Yes, and next week is going to be fun too. Next week we have Gary Walden, who you might know on Twitter as Reckoner VR. He is one of the founders of VR Roundtable. That was one of the best VR shows around until we came around and they stopped. They stopped doing the thing. But he also has written a new book that comes out next week called The Memory Engine, which is all about, it's like a Ready Player One type of book where they focus a lot on virtual reality type technology. He's written books in the past, Kinesis and some other ones, but the dude is amazing. And he's like just super into this VR community, and he's done a lot to grow this VR community, and I love the guy. So I'm excited to have him on here. And
Reckoner VR next week. Mm-hmm. Like this video, subscribe to this channel. Find some links for Steve Knows if they're not in our description.
Yeah,
are they? They're in the description. Click on Steve Knows and subscribe. And I'm just happy to know that we've gotten Steve at least one extra subscriber as a result of him joining us on the show.
That'll be great.
Thank you guys so much in the chat. This chat was blowing up this whole time. It was awesome to see everybody's responses. And I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to everyone. We tried the best we can, but it's hard. It's hard. You're like, we're juggling up here. But Space Roach, Pabark, Hussein, Uzi, Grumpy Duck, Harry, Limitless Gaming, Epic Things for Epic People. Who's Steve? You now know Tyreel. Who he is. Tyreel, PD was in here, The Geek. God, Tom Clancy, if I didn't say your name, I love you. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we're going to end the show because we need to end it. Goodbye, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Take care.